From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Brazil's suspended President Dilma Rousseff makes her final appeal today before the Senate in an impeachment trial that many observers say will permanently remove her from office. She stands accused of violating budgetary laws. Here we hear her addressing the Senate in her defense moments ago. She says, vote against impeachment, vote for democracy, don't accept a coup, the 68-year-old leftist leader said as she defended herself before senators who are widely expected to remove her from office. She denounced the opponent's efforts as a conspiracy to overthrow her and undermine the country's democracy. You can read more on President Rousseff's comments at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday that there is evidence to link the extremists behind a series of deadly attacks in Bangladesh to the Islamic State group. In comments after talks with Bangladeshi government officials, Mr. Kerry said the participants talked very openly, and he made it very clear that there is evidence that ISIL in Iraq and Syria has contacts with several entities around the world, and some are connected in, to some degree with operatives in Bangladesh.
The fact is, we have to stand together, and the United States is standing with Bangladesh in this fight.
Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's administration there has consistently denied that the IS has gained a foothold in Bangladesh. You can read more on Secretary Kerry's visit to Bangladesh at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States said Monday that clashes in Syria between Turkish forces and units affiliated with the U.S.-supported Kurdish-led alliance are not acceptable, and they're calling on all sides to stand down. Brent McGurk is a U.S. envoy for the coalition to counter the Islamic State, and he said on Twitter that we call on all armed actors to stand down. The U.S. is actively engaged to facilitate such deconfliction and unity of focus on ISIL, which remains a lethal and common threat. He went on to say that we want to make it clear that we find these clashes unacceptable and a source of deep concern. McGurk said the Pentagon has condemned the fighting as south of the Syrian town of Jarablus and said U.S. forces were not involved in those clashes. Authorities say a suicide attack in Yemen's city of Aden has killed at least 45 people and wounded dozens of others. Officials say a suicide bomber drove his explosives-laden car Monday into a building used by pro-government troops. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte Monday placed a 2 million Philippine peso, or $43,000 bounty on the heads of members of the National Police who are protecting drug syndicates in the country. Here's the Philippine president.
Place a reward on their head, the members of the ninja or members of the police who are then protecting the drug syndicates in this country. I'm placing per head 2 million. I want the police and the armed forces to destroy the drug apparatus in this country.
Rodrigo Duterte made the remarks as he gave a speech at a wreath-laying ceremony to mark the country's National Heroes Day. The FARC rebel commander in Colombia ordered a final ceasefire beginning Monday as part of a permanent peace deal with the government, ending one of the world's longest-running conflicts. Rodrigo Londoño is the leader of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, and he called for the ceasefire while in Havana, where both sides negotiated the peace deal. Meanwhile, Peter Hakim with the Inter-American Dialogue called the announcement significant.
One can dispute and disagree about the precise terms of the agreement, but the fact that both sides are ready to sign an agreement means that both sides believe whatever they want to accomplish can be best accomplished through peace, not war.
Earlier, the Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, announced the military will end operations against the rebels Monday. Meanwhile, that deal is expected to be put to a referendum next month. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.